Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. The Prime Minister of St. Lucia has arrived in Taiwan. Alan Michael Chastanet will go to the National Day celebrations on Wednesday and also a national banquet to be hosted by President Tsai Ing-wen. Over his four-day visit, he will also meet with top officials in Taiwan. It's Chastanet's third visit to Taiwan since he became prime minister in June 2016. Taiwan is sending aid to Sulawesi, Indonesia. The medical and relief supplies are for residents in Palu, which was one of the cities hit by a major earthquake and tsunami. Taiwan is among the 25 countries and four international organizations helping survivors. The Indonesian office of Taiwan-based Ciji Foundation has also set up a shelter at a local temple. They are giving out water, food, medical care, and other emergency supplies. Taiwan's government last week announced plans to donate $1 million to support relief efforts in Sulawesi. And the Ministry of Health has opened two special bank accounts to collect donations. In international news, U.S. officials say a crash that killed 20 people in upstate New York over the weekend is the worst road accident in almost a decade. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
State police say a 2001 Ford Excursion limousine carrying 18 adults blew through a stop sign at the end of a highway in the town of Schoharie, plowing into an empty SUV in a parking lot and killing two pedestrians besides the 18 people in the limo. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says they're investigating.
20 fatalities is just horrific. I've been on the board for 12 years, and this is one of the biggest loss of lives that we've seen in a long, long time.
The 18 people in the limousine were on their way to a birthday party around 2 in the afternoon on Saturday, according to Valerie Abeling, an aunt of one of the victims, who says her niece had just gotten married in June. I'm Julie Walker.
Hundreds of families have been evacuated to shelters in Honduras during heavy rains from Tropical Storm Michael. Officials say at least 260 homes have been damaged, mostly in the south of the country. More than 6,000 people have been affected. Local media reported several deaths. And a private foundation has published a map showing where Catholic priests in Poland have been accused of child sexual abuse. The Have No Fear Foundation says the map represents 226 children under the age of 15 who were abused. The organization, which represents the survivors, says some of the accused abusers have served prison time and were reassigned to new parishes when they got out. The group says they will keep updating the map with new cases. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.